Jack Holmes pre-game interview.
Time to reflect, and there'll be a lot of reflection on the Cats advancing to next week's preliminary final against Melbourne. A 35-point win over the GWS Giants last night at Optus Stadium. Lucky enough for Harmac Holmes to be joined on the line by Cats defender Tom Atkins. Tommy, Kingy, Benny, Cass and Nealty talking to you from the K-Rock Hub. Firstly, congratulations on advancing through to the preliminary final. What's it like 24 hours on when you've had a chance to reflect about what it means to be into a prelim?
G'day, fellas. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's amazing, really. I mean, I've been at the club for 3 years now, and each year we've made a prelim. So, yeah, it's just a privilege to play for a club that's always competitive. And, you know, obviously got some great experienced heads in the team that, you know, have been there before. So, in that finals scenario. So, it definitely helped us on Friday night.
Talk to us about your situation, though, Tommy. Obviously, late in the season, you're out of the side with that issue with the back down into the hamstring. And we know last year you missed the back end of the finals when you were left out of the side after the qualifying final. But how driven have you been over the last month to ensure that you got yourself right, but also ensure that you were in a position where you were undroppable, for want of a better term?
Yeah, I was obviously just focusing on getting healthy, and then, yeah, being able to come back sort of a week before the final started was pretty handy. I'm obviously still just trying to get my form back a little bit, but, yeah, hopefully, you know, I've got a couple of games under my belt now, and, feeling good going into this weekend.
What's today involved? Obviously, the trade wins is your home in Fremantle, and you're confined to there until you've served, your couple of weeks quarantine, and hopefully, you know, then you've got a bit of freedom around Perth going into hopefully a grand final. But what's today look like in terms of recovery? Any meetings, anything like that that you've been able to go through and have a look back, but also have a look ahead?
Yeah, we're really lucky. We're staying in a great place in Fremantle. The trade wins, we've sort of got access to a pool, and it's been a really nice day over here. It's about 20 degrees and sunny, so I've just been the VFL train this morning, so I just went out and watched them, and then just been jumping in and out of the pools, trying to recover up, really. We don't have meetings and stuff. That's all going to happen tomorrow when we do our regen. So, we'll have a look at the game and get what we can out of it, and get ready for Melbourne. I mean, it wasn't too long ago we played them in the regular season, so we should be able to use that to our advantage, and looking forward to it.
Tom, Nealty here. Well done last night. Great stuff. Hey, from your point of view, just the game itself, what were some of the most pleasing aspects you thought after bouncing back from Port Adelaide the week before?
We went into the game looking to try and play the game in a contest, just play more off on bodies, and I definitely reckon we beat them up around the ball a bit more than we did last week anyway against Port. So, I was really impressed with how our midfield played and just our ability to scramble in defence. There were a couple of times they were able to get the ball back through the middle and looked pretty dangerous. But, as he's done all year, Jackie Henry and Blitz were able to cut it off. And, I just felt like we were able to play a more percentage-based game than last week, whereas Port was sort of able to run around us, but we played more on bodies and made it a bit of a scrap.
From your point of view, down back last night, rebounding the footy, we mentioned it a couple of times. We thought that there was a distinct effort by a marking forward to almost always be there for that kick down the line, and we weren't quite sure whether that was something that happened against Port. Was that something that, one, was that discussed prior to the game? And if it was, did you feel that made it somewhat easier for you guys if you needed to go long down the line out of the back 50 that player was there?
Yeah, it's not my area. Obviously, the forwards might have discussed that. But, it's something we do try and do, always be set up for the down line contest. But obviously, having Sav back in the team probably helped with that aspect, Asava, that is. I thought he was great last night. And it's crucial to our game, just being able to cause the ball to spill once we go forward. And then we can sort of go from there, whether we get a reset or not. But, I thought he was great last night.
For Harmac Holmes, speaking with Geelong defender Tom Atkins, here's Benny Cass.
Tom, what's on the menu tonight? Have you had your sort of Wagyu beef with some sautéed vegetables? Or what are you going to sit down to tonight?
Nothing quite that nice. The food's been awesome though. Dom, our nutritionist, does a great job. We've got Mexican night tonight.
Oh wow.
So yeah, hopefully a few burritos, taco, maybe some nachos, Benny.
You might damage the Dalton tomorrow.
let's hope not.
We spoke to Asava Radigalia after the game last night, and he told us that Luke Dallas is an absolute pest in the hub.
Oh, yeah, he's one of the few. Dale's pretty good. It's more the younger blokes. They've just got so much energy. I'm getting a bit older now, and I just enjoy a bit of my own time. So it's easy enough to just go back to your own room. But, between all the FIFA games and pool that's being played, there's a bit of competitive spirit between the younger boys.
We heard there was a bit of ping pong going on too. What do you like at that?
It's been heaps of table tennis. I used to love it. I used to love playing against Gaz Ablett. He was probably the main competitor in last year's hub. I haven't really gone into it this year. Like I said, in my downtime, I've just sort of been chilling in my room, reading a book, or just talking to some of the other guys, playing cards, really. So, I haven't been on the pong table as of yet.
Bit of strip jack naked. What are you...
none of that, mate.
What are you reading?
That's the game Jack Henry doesn't want to play.
What are you reading at the moment?
I'm actually reading Anthony Kiedis's book, Scar Tissue.
The Chili
lead
Peppers.
Singer of the Chili Peppers. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So, halfway through that. Yeah, he's a bit of a interesting guy. Obviously had a bit of a troubled start to his life. So, it's interesting.
Wasn't Flea from... He once flew over Melbourne, so we've claimed...
No, he was born here. Flea was born in Australia.
He was here for about 8 minutes.
He was born in Australia.
Anyway, I've got to better ask you a footy question, because that's why you're on. Do you notice, it probably might be a stupid question, so tell me if it is, but do you notice the defence working differently without Tom Stewart in it? Or, do you feel like there's a hole there and guys are trying to fill it? And, how does it work without Tom there, given he's been such a pivotal sort of player for you, particularly this year?
Yeah, it's a stupid question, mate. No, I'm only joking, Benny.
That'll do.
That's what we like. Wrap it up. That's excellent.
Good to get some. Go the Cats.
Thanks for joining us, Tom. Well done.
No worries.
Yeah, if you wanted me to answer it. I think I've said it before, but he's probably our best defender. Just his footy smarts and his ability to read the ball in the air is something we've missed. But, I think Zach playing last night, like, he just adds that sort of mid-sized defender to our game, who's good by foot as well. So we're all trying to step up a little bit. We miss him dearly, but, he's on the road to recovery, so hopefully we can, make the granny, and then who knows what can happen from there.
Yeah, that'd be absolutely fantastic. How have you... I know players don't like to talk about themselves generally, but have you been happy with your season, the way that you've gone about it, given it's been such a transition for you into defence?
I've just been happy to be able to contribute, really. Change of roles, obviously. And, I feel like I've still got a lot to work on as a defender. Probably... times this year where I felt a bit lost down back, but it's just been great to learn and feel appreciated. I think that's what every AFL player wants to do. They want to feel like they're contributing to the team and playing their roles, so to speak. So I've certainly felt like along with Busey and the rest of the blokes down there, that we've been able to sort of get a good thing going as a defensive eight or defensive nine. All the blokes have rolled through. So, it's been really enjoyable for me this year, and hopefully we can finish it off.
It's a bit of a blue-collar sort of set-up down back, isn't it? You're the high-flying sort of Lamborghini drivers up forward there in Cameron and Hawkins, and down back you got yourself and Busey and Jack Henry, and just real no-frills sort of stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. What are you saying, mate?
are you still going to the op shop for your setups or not?
Still going there, mate. Saving me money. I've got better things to spend me money on than clothes.
Oh, what do you spend your money on outside of footy? What blows your hair back?
I don't know. Golf clubs, beer.
What's the golf like? Are you any good?
No, I'm not much chopped, but it's been really good to sort of something I've been doing in my days off, and it's another good hobby to take my mind off things. But yeah, it'll be good. I'm down at 13, so looking forward to spending some time down there over the summer.
Yeah, good work.
I think your mum and dad don't mind a smack either, do they?
No, they're down there a fair bit as well, so yeah, it's good.
Now, Tommy, Brandon Parfitt, obviously no doctor, but how's he been sort of today? Have you had a chance to have a chat to him and how he's feeling after the hamstring injury last night?
Yeah, I saw him this morning. Obviously pretty shattered for him. I think he went and got a scan not long after I saw him, so I didn't get to hear how that went. But, yeah, he was pretty sore. Obviously looked pretty sore when he came off. So, yeah, just hoping he... feels better after that. He's been so crucial to us all year. He's such an important player in that midfield. Really brings a defensive side that we value. So, yeah, hopefully he's all good. Not too long a turnaround, but, yeah, we'll miss him for sure.
Yep. Do you watch the game tonight, Tommy? Are you, obviously, best case scenario, are you playing one of these teams in the grand final, but do you are one that will sit and pore over the game, or do you worry about it if you have to play them down the track?
Yeah, not really. No, I might flick it on for a quarter or so, but I don't really enjoy watching the footy. I don't really enjoy the commentary, to be honest.
Just put it on K-Rock,
Tom. It makes it hard to watch these days. Yeah, that's what I might have to do, chuck the radio on. Yeah.
Well, throw us a few words and we'll try and get them in.
AFL app.
What did you say before? What did you say the boys are going to destroy after the Mexican? Try and slip that in.
Tommy, your old man was a bit of a star. Obviously, we know at North Shore and at St. Joey's eventually, and he spent some time on Footscray's list. You've probably been made aware of this, but doing a bit of a rabbit hole dive on old footy videos, your old man actually shows up playing in the old-fashioned night series for the Bulldogs. Have you stumbled across that where he makes his debut in the red, white and blue out of come out of the Victorian schoolboys team?
Yeah, I have watched that. I think I've got it on VHS. I think I pinched it off him. But, it was against Hawthorn, I think.
Correct.
I remember. I think Tucky was running around in that game.
Yep,
yeah.
He was.
I don't think he did much. I think Dad kicked one goal. That was about it. But not bad for a 17-year-old, I guess.
No, absolutely. White expanses of Waverley. Benny, have you got any pearls of wisdom to finish off?
No, Tommy, it's good to talk to you, mate. All the Joey's boys are obviously get behind. Everyone gets behind you, and we look forward to hopefully next week. Just one last one. What do you, just immediately, I know the game's still 5 or 6 days away, but what's one thing you're thinking in terms of next week? What's an area you'd like to do? Well, not you personally, but the team for the Demons. Yeah. What's something that needs to go right for you to beat the Demons?
Obviously don't want to give too much away, Benny. I guess we just need to try and replicate what we did in that second and third quarter. We made the game look easy in that period of play where we piled on the goals. So if we can try and get it going like that for the most of the night, then I think we'll be all right. But yeah, obviously there's a few things that we'll try and fix up, but I'll probably keep them a bit closer to my chest, Benny.
Nah, that's all good. We understand that. Good luck. Well played last night, and let's hope the Cats onwards and upwards can get into a grand final.
Yeah, thanks, fellas. Cheers later.
Thanks, Tommy. Tommy Atkins joining us there. Thanks to Harmac Holmes. Probably would be happy to talk to us a bit longer. Just kill some time in the
Harmac Holmes pre-game interview.